Suspend judgment.
Unless we listen only to people who think exactly as we do, we are going to hear things with which we disagree. When this happens, our natural inclination is to argue mentally with the speaker or to dismiss everything she or he says. But neither response is fair, to the speaker or to ourselves. In both cases, we blot out any chance of learning or being persuaded. Does this mean you must agree with everything you hear? Not at all. It means you should hear people out before reaching a final judgment. Try to understand their point of view. Listen to their ideas. Examine their evidence. Assess their reasoning. Then make up your mind. The aim of active listening is to set aside one's own prejudices, frames of reference, and desires so as to experience, as far as possible, the speaker's world from the inside. If you're sure of your beliefs, you need not fear listening to opposing views. If you're not sure, you have every reason to listen carefully.
Focus your listening.
As we have seen, skilled listeners do not try to absorb a speaker's every word. Rather, they focus on specific things in a speech. Here are three suggestions to help you focus your listening. Listen for main points. Unless a speaker is terribly scatterbrained, you should be able to detect her or his main points with little difficulty. Often a speaker will give some idea at the outset of the main points to be discussed in a speech. Listen for evidence. Identifying a speaker's main points, however, is not enough. You must also listen for supporting evidence. There are four basic questions to ask about a speaker's evidence. Is it accurate? Is it taken from objective sources? Is it relevant to the speaker's claims? Is it sufficient to support the speaker's points? Listen for technique. We said earlier that you should not let a speaker's delivery distract you from the message, and this is true. However, if you want to become an effective speaker, you should study the methods other people use to speak effectively. When you listen to speeches, in class and out, focus above all on the content of a speaker's message, but also pay attention to the techniques the speaker uses to get the message across. As you listen, focus on the speaker's strengths and weaknesses. If the speaker is not effective, try to determine why. If he or she is effective, try to pick out techniques you can use in your own speeches. If you listen in this way, you will be surprised how much you can learn about successful speaking.
Develop note-taking skills.
Speech students are often amazed how easily their teacher can pick out a speaker's main points, evidence, and techniques. Of course, the teacher knows what to listen for and has had plenty of practice. But the next time you get an opportunity, watch your teacher during a speech. Chances are she or he will be listening with pen and paper. When note-taking is done properly, it is a surefire way to improve your concentration and keep track of a speaker's ideas. As you become a better note-taker, you will become a better listener. There is also a good chance you will become a better student. Common sense and experience suggest that students who take effective notes usually receive higher grades than those who do not.